White House is ready to make public its plan to secure online transactions. As Federal News Radio has been telling you, Howard Schmidt, the White House's cybersecurity coordinator, has been leading this effort that would cut across the public and private sectors. Schmidt says the administration will release the draft plan this Friday. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with a sneak peek at the initial strategy. Good morning, Jason. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
And so what will the draft strategy address?
Well, the strategy actually has changed its name over the course of the development. Right now it's called the National Strategy for Trusted Identity in Cyberspace, the NSTIC, which is a great, another acronym from the government. But what this strategy will do is come up with guidelines and actions to improve how we manage our identities. That means you, me, whoever interacts with the government and the private sector firms. Schmidt says this effort really is all about trust.
So when you look at the various identification processes to allow me to feel more confident about how I'm acting with the different, interacting with the organizations, individuals, or computers, I want to make sure the computer on the other end is also confident that that's me who's interacting with them. And that's one of the problems we have. Not only do we have to worry about who we're interacting with, but those on the other side, particularly we're doing business with, whether it's business of government, business of banking, the business of transportation, that those computer systems have to trust that it's really us. And with the botnets we've seen, the compromised computer systems, that's been as much of a challenge as anything else.
Now, the White House vetted the first draft internally, and then now the second draft is going to be vetted externally, and it's going to be offering goals and objectives around the laws, policies, programs that will be needed to improve the security of online identities. Schmidt says this could be from online banking or making purchases online or something as simple as sending a secure email.
We want the identity solutions to be secure and resilient. We want to make sure that they're able to withstand intrusions, that they're indeed are tested, so if a man-in-the-middle attack takes place, that we basically don't give them the ability to do something with it. That's a new way of doing business. We've talked for a long time about two-factor authentication being subject to man-in-the-middle attacks, compromised systems, everything else. But here we, as we develop this, let's take those things into consideration. We need to make sure the solution is interoperable. That's one of the key things when I start looking at the handful of different identities that I manage. You know, we need to make sure that if I come to a kiosk that has a USB port that I can plug it into, that I can use my identity there. I use a smart card reader. I can use something on my mobile device. But they've got to be interoperable, and it's got to be federated.
Now, Mr. Schmidt talks about man-in-the-middle attacks on two-factor authentication. That's where you know something, you have something. And the man-in-the-middle attacks, and Tom, you probably have heard about this from your federal security spotlight.
Oh, yes.
With the idea is that someone can hack into the message in transit, meaning I send Tom a message somewhere in between. Amy hacks in and reads my email. So, therefore, that's what he's trying to address, saying we got to make something that's secure, federated, interoperable, and easy to use. Additionally, the strategy must promote technology and systems that are privacy-enhancing, cost-effective, and, as he said, easy to use. One other thing about this strategy, Schmidt says he doesn't expect to teach the general public to become security experts. They don't need to know how the public key infrastructure works, why digital tokens are more secure. So the technology policy and the technology really has to be part of a larger national strategy about education, training, about good, if you will, cyber hygiene.
Okay, Jason, let's talk about the benefits of this strategy. What are they?
Well, I think Schmidt laid out several, including getting rid of all those silly yellow sticky notes, yellow pads, wherever you keep your usernames and passwords. And I think that's one big benefit that everyone can agree is that needs to happen as soon as possible. But that's really part of a larger, bigger idea that you can reduce online identity theft and fraud through this idea of digital signatures and public key infrastructure. If you sign an email or use that PKI token to authenticate and verify your identity, everything you do will be more secure.
It gives us the ability to really improve online innovation. Sitting there in a room with a bunch of entrepreneurs and developers and people saying, what do we want to build? What is the next thing we want to do? We cannot have that discussion without somebody talking about how can it be compromised? What can somebody do once we deploy it that's going to break it, that make us look like we don't know what we're doing? So what's the net effect? It slows down what we're trying to do. So if we start looking at trusted identities in cyberspace, we can actually move innovation forward.
In fact, Mr. Schmidt said one of the transactions, exactly what he talked about, moving innovation forward, is a key to everything the Obama administration wants to do. And that's, you know, really going back to what, if you look back about 10 years ago when this idea of e-government really started to rise and gain some momentum, the angle was transactions. And until about, you know, recently, or even now to a big point, a lot of the transactions were very passive. You can go to an information on a consolidated website, but then you have to go to that specific agency that you actually want to contact and do business with. You can't actually do transactions. One of the ones I always like to point to is Gov Benefits. That was a great idea. Bring all the benefits that the government offers in one spot, fill out a couple questions, and you can see what benefits you're eligible for, but you can't apply for them. And I think that's part of the issue going on here. They can't be so static. They have to be more dynamic, meaning you can interact with them.
And so how does it bring the work the government's doing under HSPD 12? That's a program that dates back a number of years, and other ID management efforts.
Well, I think that's a big question. Schmidt says that it integrates all of these efforts together in this new strategy. But I think we'll have to wait and see what the actual strategy says. It's one of those proof is in the puddings. He says these initiatives were pushing us forward at some time, but now the secure ID cards under HSPD 12 are not being used, and again, fancy flash passes, because there's no smart card readers, there's no, you know, physical access control readers. It's a big difference. And what's very interesting as well is the administration does not talk about secure ID cards very often. They don't talk about physical access control. They don't talk about computer network access. But I've heard from a lot of different people, both in and out of government, that the agencies are very focused on this effort, even though we don't hear a lot about it in the public. Now, we're still waiting on a memo from OMB on HSPD 12. We talked about this back in April. OMB is supposed to give agencies more specific timeline to use these cards. But again, I think the memo is still under development. We're waiting to see when it comes out. Now, all of these efforts over the past decade are part of a larger initiative to build what Schmidt calls an identity ecosystem.
This is clearly working with industry to develop this entire eco-structure to see how we do identities in cyberspace that give us the ability to protect privacy and all the other things that I've mentioned. Once we design it, then we have to build it. And in many cases, we have the infrastructure that currently exists we can use. In some cases, this may take new innovation. Then once we build it, we have to manage it. And if you think of anybody here that's ever managed a certificate store, you know, you start with a certificate policy statement of the CPS and you work through, and you've got the double lock doors and your key signing takes place and all that. That's not a dissimilar type event that I see when we're looking at the identity. Because if we do it right, the potential weak point is where we wind up maintaining it and managing it. So we need to make sure that's secure as well. This strategy cannot exist in isolation. It's going to take all of us working together. It's going to take a commitment. We can't do this in isolation. We've got to work together and design a system. We need understand that this ecosystem really depends on partnerships and collaboration. That the ability to have a government identity that I can use for my health benefits or I can use for some other mechanism is key to success of this. On the same token, in private sector, the strong identity that we've got to be able to use for government service. It's key to do this.
And Jason, we got about 15 seconds left. Did Mr. Schmidt give us any timetable when this strategy would be released?
He did not. Now, we know that the initial strategy released this Friday. You can find it on whitehouse.gov/cybersecurity. You can comment on it, and then comments will be finalized and sent to the president this fall. So probably late 2010, early 2011, we could see the actual national strategy be released to the public.